What's poppin', people? Yeah. Sha! It is Wednesday, after some much-needed rest. And to be honest, we were going to rest for another 10 days or so, but there's just been so much.
The world's gone mad.
Yeah, it's gone a little crazy here between terrorism and the mayor of Warren. And
thank God we have heroes like Dick Marks out there.
Wow. And has there been a more dangerous man on an airplane than the man Dick Marks was able to subdue with the help of his wife, Daisy Fuentes? Thank God she was there, too.
Richard Marks didn't do anything on that plane other than sit across the aisle from the guy.
That guy was the biggest pussy. Did you see the little rope they subdued him with?
Yeah.
He got out. Oh, my God.
He did the biggest pussy move, by the way.
What, the passenger?
Yeah, the guy that was being subdued.
What'd he do?
Was spitting in the other guy's face.
Oh, what a...
Just disgusting and a total puss move to spit.
Absolutely. What was wrong with that guy anyway? Was he drunk?
I have no idea. I don't know. Dick Marks didn't tell us that.
I want that fuck banned from airlines permanently. I'm so pissed that they don't do that. Please,
here's
do something.
Here's
people.
A fun Daisy Fuentes fact. For 3 years straight, my brother for Christmas got me the Daisy Fuentes calendar.
Oh, very nice.
I used to have a thing for Fuentes, so he jokingly bought it, I think, in like 95.
Really?
So in 96, he went back to the well. In 97, he did too. But every year, it's like...
Hey, easy present.
Every year, I'm like, oh, geez, let me guess, it's going to be Fuentes' calendar.
We've got Mark here today. We've got Brandon here today with his...
Totally distracted.
Yeah, Brandon is really not with us because he's got his virtual reality all hooked up thanks to our friend at... where's our friend from? Verizon?
John with Sprint.
Sprint, of course. John Summers.
Hooked it up.
He kicked some ass for Brandon. Got the thing going in no time. And, of course, Jay's on the board. And we got a little delayed with the start because we had so many, well, I had so many issues because I got a new phone and a new iPad because, I don't know, something happened. It's some electronic issue. Like, might have been a spill. Might have been a big coffee spill. I don't know. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it. So I had to get new stuff.
Where's the old one? What'd you do with the old one?
They're upstairs.
It doesn't work at all?
It works, but unfortunately, the numbers, when you go to open it, the numbers all just blink like crazy, and it locks you out almost immediately.
Oh. Okay.
Every time.
So I was going to say, you know, if it has more memory than my phone, I'd buy it off you.
Oh.
Yeah, but you also had all those clouds behind, like really weird clouds that you couldn't get rid of any screen you went to on your phone.
Yes. Yeah, there was...
they were like purple.
There was some There was some previous spillage, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with you?
I'm quite a spiller, aren't I?
Do you have the new iPhone supposed to be splash proof?
I got these covers are supposed to be really good that I got. This cover and this. Cover.
You got upsold. What a waste of money.
This cover. Mark, check it out.
Oh,
that's a good cover right there.
What is this, an Otter case or something?
It's unpenetrable. But the new, it's okay. We already tested it.
But yeah, that new iPhone's supposed to be, you know, I guess splash proof, so you can dump it in the urinal and then grab it.
Sweet.
And fine.
How's it hold up the virtual reality?
I don't know.
Brandon, what's on your virtual reality about now, by the way?
Oh, I got, you know, the, on there? I got the standard apps that they give you, you know, so I got... You know, I got some dinosaurs that are
boring.
On there.
Boring.
I also have a haunted house that's on there.
Boring.
I get to bang two chicks at the same time.
Hot.
On
Yeah.
Your cell phone blows.
It seemed to be kind of permanently set on porn when it was being demonstrated before the show.
We actually, it's actually the first time I got it going tonight, and it works.
You know, traditionally, whenever there's a new medium, the first thing people go to is porn.
Seems to be. Doesn't surprise me.
It's true. Even, you know, cave drawings. Look at it. It was funny. Drew had it on earlier, and you kept ragging the guy on there, and I had to correct you and say, that's you. That's your penis. That's shaven.
I was rather hung. No, I was not shaven.
I got two nurses on me right now. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Turn it up. Here, plug this in.
Yeah, two nurses.
Sweet.
Brandon, you got to make noise, too.
They sound like they're into it.
Yeah. Shaved for her pleasure.
Oh, I ruined it.
You broke
my... I was plugging it in so we could feed it through the board.
Where's the audio?
It actually went away.
I ruined it.
I'll try to...
You broke it already?
Yeah.
John Summers, help.
I gave Brandon blue balls because I knocked the camera or the phone out of his helmet.
No!
Sorry. Well, I was trying to plug the thing in so we could enjoy the sound of the ladies and then Brandon.
Ladies. The ladies.
You know, that's funny. I just realized that now the ladies are on there. You're going, ah. But the guy's totally silent because it's supposed to be you.
Yeah, I guess you got to make your own noise. Although, you know, I was in there and I was getting on with some girl. And I know all of a sudden there's a dude to my right getting on with
what?
This other girl.
Your
I'm
buddy.
Like, get out of here.
Hot.
No, it's not my buddy. I would not be friends with that guy. I think that virtual reality is out of hand when they're deciding who your friends are and who you're going to swing with. I was not into that at all. And, of course, my friend was hung. He was
you were also
huge.
Admiring the house that you were in. And,
that's a cool house. Awesome house.
I think it was the same. I think I was in your house earlier because they decorated it with pictures of nude women on the wall. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. But I thought other than that, I thought it was pretty... Pretty hot place. Nice pool outside.
I kept.
I don't know. Can you
are you back in play, Brandon? I don't hear the ladies.
Well, they're coming in the room right now.
Okay.
Well, welcome them. Say hi to them.
We have audio.
I don't know. Can you hear it?
Yeah. You got them up, Jay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Let me try to turn it up.
Oh, I hear him chuckling a little bit.
Hey, ladies. Nikita.
Sounds like her.
Now they're leading me.
Is that Nikita?
I have no idea where the microphone is because I'm turning my head. That's exactly the hand that they're pulling.
That was Mark
leaning. That was pulling Brandon's hand.
I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Is it Nikita?
No, it's not Nikita. I couldn't find any Nikita.
The one thing we realized immediately when people put these on is that they look straight down to see how big their dick is. I did it, you did it, and Brandon.
Well, everyone's a little bit
just
different.
Curious.
And in this particular video, you have to look down to see exactly what you're doing because that's what's well, the action's down, you know, kind of towards your nether
regions. I guess, yeah.
Well, ladies
fair enough.
Ladies were very friendly. Lovely gals.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Brandon's in business. That's important. All our technology's working. Oh, Brandon's back in play.
It's so weird, though, because he's like staring at you, but you know what he's
I
seeing.
Know. It's
you kept doing that to Jay. You kept turning towards Jay. You're a foot away from him.
And he's got that face, his porn face.
His porn face.
Oh, this is a good one here.
Well, let's hear it. Talk to her.
Yes.
Fake.
That's all me.
Wow, that was fast. What are you doing to that girl, Brandon?
Baby. I'm not doing anything. She's doing all the work.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she sitting on you?
Yes.
I like to put it in my mouth and taste it.
Well, who's that?
It's Nikita.
That was a dude, wasn't it?
Nikita's niece.
Is there a dude in the room, Brandon, beside you?
All right, whatever I'm on now.
Come on, baby.
That's a dude.
That's kind of sexy.
Brandon, are you set it on gay?
Great.
There's all different kind of
characters. He looks a little shaken up.
Pull
I wonder
some
what
gay,
you just
pull
saw.
Some gay porn up on there and see.
I'm from
happens.
Czech Republic.
I don't want to put that on my phone because I have to download this stuff on my phone. As it is, someone's going to be. I'm going to have like my mother-in-law going through my pictures of Bill, and all of a sudden she's going to come across virtual reality.
Better
he's
than her.
Very good in a bed.
And she's going to say, "Oh, I've seen this. You have virtual reality, Brandon."
I just don't you picture Brandon like totally nude on his bed with that stupid headset on, beaten off, and then Kristen or somebody walks in while he's got this dumb headset on.
Spank my ass anytime, baby. Go ahead.
It can be a little tricky, though, because you literally have to turn your head to find the buttons to hit play and stuff like that.
It took me about 20 minutes just to be in play.
Whoa. You want me to give you a lap dance?
I tell you, not a hair to be seen on
you
anyone.
You like my boobies?
Technology and stuff.
Hey, that sounds like Brandon's girl. She's with you?
Yes.
Mark.
What?
Thank God we're not filming this.
I think I could Mark be wrong, but I think she's faking it.
Mark seemed to be adding some kind of moisture to the affair.
For the record, I only downloaded these for the podcast.
You have a dry mouth? Why are you spitting, Mark?
I wanted the.
Oh, wait.
I wanted it for the roller coaster app.
There was a major jump edit there. Put it back in. Well, that's my hand right there.
I have been with my share of guys, but I have never.
This
had
is what I'm doing right now
once.
In this video. Thank God my sleeves are rolled up. Got a mole. This guy needs to get a mole removed. On his chest.
I want you to watch me how I do it.
Tall ceilings, huh?
This girl's kind of troubling when she
Good job, Mark.
This chick is too into it.
You're doing well.
Yeah, I don't like her.
All right. Oh, all right, all right. Cool it. Cool it. Slow down something. Jesus.
Oh, she like honestly bummed me out there at the end.
It feels unbelievable good.
Well, she sounded like she was just getting herself off is what it sounded like. It sounded like you were just really a passenger.
Videos. Brandon, you took a lot of videos of Bill.
Yeah, I love the little guy.
Where do I go download?
Taste good.
If you want to get to the new stuff. Otherwise, you'll go to the apps, you know, the ones. They only give you about, I don't know, 5 or 6 to start
Mark,
off with.
What are you doing in there?
They're pretty expensive going forward.
You're looking at pictures of Bill?
I don't know, Bill was on here.
He's a good little boy.
He was black.
How do you get new ones?
Get my dial.
Oh, I had to go. I actually had to go on my phone and download them.
Oh, you did?
That's how I did it.
What are these things? Who's that eating crab legs?
Yeah, baby.
Why is Oprah on here? What is all this shit?
Those are memes that I've sent people. Now you're just in my gallery.
I know. Sorry. All right, let's try. I don't think I've seen this one.
Oh, Kristen.
Oh, these are the two girls. Okay.
There you go.
Hey.
They're back in play.
Downstairs? Why are they so low?
Okay, you might have to... Now is where you're going to have to find the option to change your
honestly,
view.
Honestly, I'm like a little person.
No, you got to change the view.
How do I do that?
You got to find the options bar, change the view mode,
honestly,
and then...
virtual reality porn is more work than...
It is a lot of work.
I figured out how to fast forward, though.
This isn't something where you're going to get it done in 5 minutes. You're going to have to
look
set it up.
There.
It requires a smidgen of thought.
Yeah, and maybe some privacy, too, because if somebody walks in on you and you're looking like that, I'm telling you.
I know what kind of chicks Brandon's into, though. Jeez.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice that I can
have. Oh, gross.
This is why we had to do the show tonight. We just had to get this virtual reality stuff going. And see how it sounded on the air.
The non-porn right, stuff guys. Is very, very cool.
Traigo la pizza.
Here's your pizza.
Well, thank God we found out Trudy and the amazing pizza power.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't speak that language. What?
If things go well, I might be showing her my O face.
I was just here to deliver a pizza.
I love that guy.
Yeah, there's some in which you have to, like, you turn around. You end up getting really disoriented from it.
That's kind of nice.
I think the first time you use the VR, you take it off, and you kind of have a hangover. I didn't feel too good.
All right, we put that thing away,
yes.
Please.
Stop it.
Oh, it's funny, that last one, if you spin around, you can actually see your face, but there, you don't see the guy's face. It's like like a logo, I guess. Is that what it is?
Because to film this, that guy had to wear a stupid camera helmet.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he had to have, yeah. And so these girls must have just been looking up at him going, what?
Stupid.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fun piece of technology.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Hey, why don't we start with, not that that wasn't an important start to the podcast, but why don't we start with Jim Fouts, the mayor of Warren, and his classy remarks about disabled people. I got to tell you, we've seen so many people who have screwed up. Lauren Podell most recently, which hit close to home because Doug's been a friend for a long time. We work with Doug, of course. He was our boss at WRIF. And Doug's still doing his thing. It was such a great – it was just really cool when Lauren got that job. It was – wasn't it an audition thing with a competition?
Yeah. Yep.
And I thought it was one of these deals where she'd literally do 2 stories and go away. And it turned out Lauren was so good – that she made a career out of it. She'd been on the air for, 10 years now?
Yeah, a long time.
And she's rocking along at Channel 4, and she makes a stupid mistake, and I'm sure she would say, I don't think she would say I'm speaking out of school here, and I'm not trying to come down on her, because a lot of people say things they wish they hadn't said, and most of the time you're not in front of an open mic, or you're not around someone who's going to report it. She did not have that luxury. She was disciplined by Channel 4. For some reason, though, this person she repeated this in front of, and I've read a little more about this recently. For some reason, I don't know why I bumped into some stuff online. Whoever this person was she spoke in front of was apparently unsatisfied with the punishment, so they go to
they were with a new station.
Reverend Rideout.
Yeah, but after they went to a new station.
They left Channel 4 to go to, whatever station. And they go to Reverend Rideout and Sam Riddle, and they decide that she must go, or they're going to start going to advertisers and demanding they stop advertising on Channel 4. And the whole thing really just kind of makes me sick because the way Channel 4 kowtowed is disgusting.
But they're only doing it because they don't want to lose advertisers.
You know, I'm not sure they would have lost advertisers.
Do you think they would have?
I'm not sure they would have. They might have lost one or two, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think most people would say, I think it's up to Channel 4 to decide what the punishment was. They said she's been punished. Maybe that would be revealed, whatever it was. I think she was suspended. Wasn't she suspended for a week or something?
Yeah. But that was the punishment. But like you said, it wasn't good enough for those two.
Right. So are we going to run all punishments by Sam Riddle and Reverend Rideout in the future, and they're going to make these decisions?
Yep. They're the new executive board of decision making.
I just thought that was complete bullshit, and I couldn't believe the way Channel 4 allowed that to happen. I think it was disgusting. They should have taken a stand, and they didn't. Compared to...
She also had this little boo-boo.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This morning, fire investigators in the small town of Lapeer are still trying to get a better look at the damage and also the cause.
Our Lauren Padella is there live, where dozens of people were forced from their homes. Lauren, good morning.
I don't have IFB. I don't know when we're going. Neither does Jim. I can't get this fucking in there.
We apologize for that.
They could have shaved the front off that thing and just gone, here's Lauren Podell. I mean, it really was no context necessary. But I think that shows what a good employee she was, the fact that she made one F-bomb screw-up. It was an obvious innocent mistake. The second one was a little more serious in terms of the choice of words. And, I mean, she had to be in damn good standing to overcome those two things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not okay with them. Well, in Jim Fouts' case... He is literally declaring disabled people to be subhuman. They belong in cages. Yeah. I mean, he's clearly repulsed by disabled people. And I've never...
What good are they? They're not even human beings.
I don't think I've ever been so offended by a comment like this in my life. No, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of things they shouldn't have said. This is despicable, and I cannot believe he is still the mayor. Honestly, and I'm not big.
Not
big
only
on
is
saying,
he still the mayor, he's denying it's him. There's been forensic,
which is ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was telling you before. I love that lady at the meeting last night who said, "I've worked there for 30 years. I know Jim Fouts very, I know him very well. I've talked to him away from the office, in the office, and that recording's him." I mean, what other evidence do you need?
I've had about enough of this guy, to be honest. They've already had one voice guy. Guy by the name of Ed Primo, who was in the paper yesterday, who said he would need about $3,500, $4,000, I believe, to run a complete 100% test on the voice. But he said without using the normal equipment, he can still say within 80% that is clearly Jim Fouts.
Yep.
But, I mean, why are we even talking about this? Of course it's him! We know what he sounds like!
He's already survived the... little relationship he had where he gave the girl a raise, right?
Yeah, the 26-year-old hottie.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's staying in a hotel room with in Chicago.
Something?
Yeah, he's 72, 73.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're walking around lovey-dovey in Chicago, staying in a hotel room together. She got herself a nice little raise while there was, I think, a pay freeze in Warren.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. He's really, I don't know, I thought he was a really forthright guy, and I don't know why I cut him so much slack, because he fucking hates us.
Oh, he does?
He reamed RS, yeah. I was not aware of this, or it was not made apparent to me, but yeah, I heard from, he used to teach a class, I believe, and I'm trying to remember where it was, maybe one of the community colleges, and I don't know why media was involved in his coursework, but it was, and apparently he literally blistered us that, you know, we shouldn't be on the air, and we're disgusting, and...
Yeah, well, we haven't done the kind of stuff you've done.
No, you creep. Not to mention your attitude toward the disabled, which is just... despicable. Can we have the audio? Can you play the audio? He's fired by 9:10 a.m. first of all,
which now I feel like I'm going to defend him. But who the hell gets fired from a volunteer job?
Well, it'd be like me firing someone from the podcast, essentially.
Well, it'd be like if you fired someone from the podcast, yet other people were employed here who were convicted felons, because there's convicted felons that still work on 9:10. right?
I don't understand.
Monica Conyers?
I don't know what's going on at 9:10 a.m. To be honest, I don't really understand what the program is. They have people who are on the air to do two shows a week.
Yeah, Monica Conyers is 1 hour a week.
But there are other people who are on like Wednesday and Saturday. What kind of schedule is that?
I don't know. Well,
how do you keep up with it?
You don't pay them, first of all, so who cares?
That makes it a little hard to
Fouts gets fired for that, from that job, a volunteer job.
And let's listen to the audio, just so you can hear what it is we're talking about if you haven't heard it. And probably, most people probably have.
For retarded kids, I just, fine, I guess. But you see these people, like, I don't know. What good are they? They're, you know, they're dysfunctional human beings. They're not even human beings.
Dysfunctional?
You know, imagine you stand up the urinal and you drop your drawers to pee. I don't know what they do when they take a They probably sit down and hutch.
You stand when you shit out?
I don't want any part of this. This is one of the worst things about being mayor. This is the bottom of the barrel. Relate to retarded people, and I don't want to be around them. And I wish them well in a cage.
What an asshole.
What the fuck is that? What? Seriously. Does he really believe that? Was he trying to be funny?
I didn't sound like he's trying to be funny.
I don't think he was either. I think he meant every word of it.
Can I ask, because I'm not in the know, like, what were the circumstances? Where was he when he was caught?
That's a great question.
I don't think anyone knows where he was or what the circumstances were.
No, and
it's kind of irrelevant, really. Although I think it's interesting. I mean, I'd like to know, too.
The comments do stand out, you know, by themselves. I don't know how much context you really need.
It sounds like somebody in his office was recording him.
Which, doesn't that lead you to believe that this isn't the first time? Like, they were ready to record him talking about, you know, disabled people.
No, and I think there were some other things. It was suggested that he's had some pretty choice comments about some other people as well, like women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not. For some reason, I'm not surprised. It's really interesting, though, how these tapes came to light because of this battle he's had with Hackle over the Freedom Hill.
Over the dumping at Freedom Hill. Yeah. And, you know, I actually read comments. It's always fun to read comments after somebody screws up like this. And amazingly, there are people who support him. There are actually people who support him.
Why?
Well, one said, oh, this is a distraction from Hackle doing that dumping over there at Freedom Hill. That's all it is.
Well, it doesn't excuse the
dumping.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
No one's saying that.
There is no circumstance under which you could say something like that and be a public official or be in any, I don't know what position you can be in and talk like that about a disabled person or a retarded person. Retarded, I'm not supposed to use that word.
You're a public employee and these are the people you represent and you're talking about how they're not even human beings.
Put him in a cage.
Bye-bye. Fuck off. Get rid of him, man.
I know. What an absolute cocksucker. I would think, I mean, he really makes it sound like he is so put out because he has to spend time with people who are mentally challenged. Really? I mean, I would think, if anything, that would be something you would enjoy.
It'd almost be a relief.
Yeah, from the bullshit you have to deal with in a job like that or in any job. And by the way,
better outlook on life.
I was just going to say, calling them dysfunctional, what a strange word to use for somebody, you know, who's challenged. And, you know, when you start talking about people with Down syndrome and issues like that, they're beautiful people. I mean, they're really, in their own way, I don't know, it seems they have a much sunnier outlook on the world than most people you're ever going to meet with.
They absolutely do.
So, anybody who is
should spend some time with them.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, does he ever spend time with people who are in a position like that? Because I don't know how you could say something like
that. Oh, clearly he does. That's what he's pissed off about. He said that's one of the worst things about being mayor.
How long do you give him as mayor, by the way? How much longer can he keep that job?
I wouldn't be surprised if he stays mayor.
I don't think so. I don't see
really?
How. I really don't. In fact, I'm stunned.
Only because he's been Teflon with the other issue.
Why isn't he taking a lie detector? If that's not him, I would be running. I would be sprinting for a lie detector.
Yeah.
But doesn't seem to be doing that.
No.
I did hear that...
His defense is an offense against Hackle.
Right. That this thing has been electronically... It's some kind of electronic conspiracy.
Yeah.
And the guy that did the... This is kind of interesting. The guy that does the voice analysis said that one thing he can say is that, you know, you could take a word like retribution and leotard, and you could make the word retard if you edited it. Yeah, if you took retribution and tard off of
I've edited plenty.
Yeah, well, you know how that works.
Yeah, but it always doesn't always sound like that.
It would also
sound
have
like,
to have you being
retro
leotard somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, he said that it's clearly there is nothing of that nature on the tape, that these words all ran together.
Yeah.
They were said together in a sequence.
How often do we hear something, you know, that's an edit? I mean, we can hear it. We're amateurs.
You can hear an edit, absolutely. I think a lot of people can't hear edits. They're not used to thinking that way.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's nothing edited there. I mean, there might be two separate statements that have been put together because they sort of belong together for this case.
Well, we know he's not going to step down. So
no,
what can they do?
He is the most forthright piece of shit. I mean, he really is a righteous bastard. That's what amazes me. Mm-hmm. As self-righteous as this asshole is, that he thinks he can say something like that and walk away from it. I mean, he really thinks he's going to survive this thing somehow. I would have thought. You would either be sprinting for the voice analysis, the lie detector, or you'd resign. I mean, like that. To think that he can survive this blows my mind. That might be more mind-blowing than the comments themselves.
Yeah. Well,
did you read many of the comments online?
Not on the story. I was kind of flipping through some here. But I was just reading the article, too, and it starts with the one disabled student who wonders now if people think he should die. So these do have real effects. These words, this isn't just being politically incorrect or something. These are real words that have real effects on good
Absolutely.
People.
Here's a comment. Mayor Jim Fouts has been illegally recorded when he made the inappropriate remarks. Inadmissible.
How is he illegally recorded?
No, he said it, though.
How is he most...
Well, you probably have to inform the person that you're recording.
Usually, Donald Sterling had his. His backer said he was a private conversation.
It depends on the state, and it's usually if one person knows they're being recorded.
This is not a court of law, though. This is someone who said this.
He can sue whoever made the recording if he can find out who it was. But I don't know what kind of state Michigan is based on those rules.
I wonder how long Hackle has been sitting on this tape.
You know, he claims someone just gave it to him now recently.
I hope that's the case.
I wouldn't. Oh boy, I don't know. That's hard.
Well,
but like I said, this does not let him off the hook.
But if he's been sitting on this for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden he's got a little bit of heat, and so he decides, hey, I think I'll use this. That doesn't impress me too much.
No, I really wish we knew who recorded it and when it was recorded.
I get the impression it's been a couple of years. I don't know how long he's had the tape.
Here's a comment under the Detroit News article. If brain dead is considered a disability, then Faust must consider himself amongst the disabled. What an idiot.
God.
Good job, Jeff.
How about some more comments?
Oh, of course. Of course you know what's going to enter the conversation, right? Trump.
Oh, yeah.
How many of these people that want him out voted for Trump? What? What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
You're pretty dumb sometimes.
Of course, the first comment to that is not the same party, if that's any indication. Let's see.
Stop it.
Did you read Jim Fouts' his response?
Where best defense is a good offense back at Hackle?
Well, go ahead and read it. I think I sort of covered it, but not completely.
Well, of course, he talks about Hackle, and that Hackle said he would regret coming after him. But then he also says he's devoted his life to public service. He's worked 9 years without taking a single vacation. He's worked through his lunches,
What about
too.
That little...
trip to Chicago.
The retreat
lover.
In Chicago, yeah.
That must have been a weekend or something. He has the weekends off. The tape is phony.
That doesn't mean you're not a dick.
Obviously been manipulated.
Oh, obviously.
Oh, because you say so.
Yeah.
So. Phony.
Retaliation? Deflecting? Attempting to silence me? You be the judge.
So how
is that what he said? You be the judge? Well, I think that there have been plenty of people who've judged and said, it's fucking you and you're a complete asshole and get out of that office, you dick. You fucking moron. I mean, honestly, to pick on disabled people of all the groups out there.
It's the lowest of the low, man.
An awful lot of people who face discrimination or who, you know, starting with women, it's a gender thing or it can be a sexuality thing. It can be a million things. It could be Asians, Jews, blacks. Disabled people? Really? I mean, that is the lowest of the low.
His defense should just be, I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, maybe he'd keep his job.
What? Well, that's what Trump.
Well, as long as Hackle doesn't, you know, play that commercial over and over and over and over and over.
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, there's no escaping this one.
It's disgusting.
This is the worst. I mean, I'm trying to. Can you think of anyone who has said something worse? There have been a lot of people who have dissembled over a comment or something said.
I'm sure David Duke has said some pretty shitty things.
I can't think of a David Duke quote. I don't know much in the way David Duke quotes, but I can't think of anything like this.
It just reminded me, David,
honestly.
My buddy sent this to me. I have to find it. But David Duke tweeted out something about MTV being anti-white, I just got to find it.
Just recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention to David Duke.
On Twitter. But the only reason my buddy knew this was because the response was from a writer at MTV News, and he just wrote, now look, I know I've said some things about Coldplay's music, but this is way over the line, which is pretty funny.
Jeez, I've been
anti-white because of Coldplay?
He tweets a lot.
David Duke?
Yeah, I've been scrolling and scrolling, and I'm not even out of today yet.
Oh, boy. So.
What's he tweeting about?
Making America great again.
Yeah, a lot of news stories. Hashtag. Open borders and fake news. And
oh, speaking of open borders, reminds me. Did you see the fireworks at that Mexican?
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
It's huge.
I know,
that was unbelievable.
It's the third time they've had a fireworks incident there.
Do they know what started that or how that happened?
I have no idea. I don't even think they know. Oh, yeah, MTV is an anti-white hate propaganda machine that is owned and operated by Jewish supremacists who hate America and Christianity. And then this writer for MTV News wrote, I know I've said and written some unkind things about the musical stylings of Coldplay, but this feels like an overreaction. That's funny. Oh, come on.
It's okay.
Don't hail it. That makes it seem not funny. I thought it was funny.
Here's his follow-up.
Oh, he followed that up?
Yeah.
The Dukester?
MTV has long been run by a tribalist cabal in, who has created
cabal. Some of the, oh God!
Who has created some of the most vile and degenerate garbage one can find on the Talmudic Vision TV.
He's not a fan. Woo! Of Teen Mom.
The fuck is he? God, there's okay, people Duke. Like this really exist. Whatever, man.
Well, yeah, he's. I don't know.
People... He's an extreme example, but still.
Yeah, there aren't many people out there getting behind those kind of comments and actually attaching their name to them. A Warren residence on Mayor Fouts. Yeah, well, we heard the one cop, but go ahead. Let's play a little audio. Why not?
Mad at the mayor.
Man, am I pissed off.
Warren residents sound off on Jim Fouts.
So that I could tell him how he broke my heart.
After an alleged recording of him slamming people with disabilities.
He didn't show up, of course.
Yeah. Show your face. You're a disgrace. I hope you're replaced, and you can kiss my you-know-what.
Yes. I like that guy.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
To vent their frustration, some in tears, over a secret recording that has been attributed to Warren Mayor Jim Fouts.
Yeah, those angry residents called on city council to do something about it. Mara McDonald, live in Warren tonight. After all those heartfelt comments, Mara, is council going to do anything?
The answer right now, Steve, is nothing. The city council opted to table any of the options in front of them
yes.
to try and
Always.
Bring some sort of clarity to the situation.
It's a cold Listen. Night.
His latest comments are
this guy's
close
got
to
pipes.
Satanic.
People lined up to tell
satanic.
Warren City Council exactly how they feel about a secret recording made by a former city employee who says this is Mayor Jim Fouts.
And I don't want to be around him. I wish them well in a cage.
The recording lasts about 7 minutes, but for many in this crowd, some parents of children with special needs, it won't be forgotten.
She does not belong in a cage. I'm enraged by this type of nonsense. I'm so mad I can't even speak. How dare he? I'm going to tell you what. You don't need a forensic specialist. We all know whose voice is on that tape.
I would rather have my son that says two words and a hug around my neck than the mother of Mayor Fouts or his family.
Jackie Marvin's two nieces have special needs and were invited to Warren's tree lighting
under his Facebook posting and how supportive they are.
Read them.
I believe you, Mayor.
The next one, Mark Heckle, low blow. And then Steve Neveling. Do you know who Steve Neveling is from Motor City Muckraker? He used to write, I can't remember what paper it was, Freeper News.
I remember Steve.
He wrote, while this does seem like a diversion, that is your voice on the recording. I've talked to you a lot, and I know your voice very well. That can't be manufactured. Take responsibility and move on.
Thank you.
And then the next one from Linda Stein. Steve, not the tape I heard on Fox 2 this morning. Nothing like his voice.
Oh, come on. You must be a fucking idiot.
Then the next one. Bull crap. There's all kinds of people who can do a voiceover. You're a moron. Y-O-U-R.
Moran.
Oh, you're a Moran. You're an Aaron Moran.
You're a Moran.
Hey, you Aaron Moran.
Oh, God.
And then Steve wrote back, you believe what you want. I've talked to Jim many times. There are 6 recordings and 5 are identical to the mayor's voice. And if you're going to call someone a moron, in quotes, at least do the correct spelling of your, Y-O-U-R, quotes. Way to go, Steve.
He insulted me first. He called me a moron.
It just goes on. That one goes on and on. Let's see.
Hey, Jay.
Morning, dickhead. Hello, moron.
My God.
The full 7 minutes. Can you find the raw 7 minutes?
I don't think
they don't have it up there?
I don't think they've let that out yet.
Okay.
They're, T-H-E-R-E, they're doing the same thing to you as the national media did to Donald Trump. It's sick. You're, Y-O-U-R, one of the only honest ones locally there is. Sorry, Mayor! Next one. You're, Y-O-U-R, a great, caring person. I can't see you saying that.
Well, listen to the fucking tape, you idiot!
That's...
These are people that supposedly know the mayor, and they can't believe it's him. Have you ever heard his fucking voice, you dopes?
It's funny. ITS, no apostrophe. It's funny. I heard that. Sorry to be grammar police here, but right? Isn't it supposed to be IT apostrophe S?
Yes.
It is funny.
It is funny.
It's funny, no apostrophe. I heard the tape again on Fox 2. It sounded nothing like you, and your city council needs a workover.
I've heard this guy's voice.
Never
plenty.
Give up the fight.
Plenty of times, but I mean, I don't make a note of remembering what his voice sounds like. I know that's his voice. It's absolutely his voice.
This is coming. Keep rocking, Mr. Jim Fouts. Don't cave. He's reaching for anything he can. Wasn't his dad involved in some controversy years ago? Just the tip.
Yep.
Did you know that story, Brandon?
Nope.
Do you wanna? I know it's not germane to the story, but it's a little history lesson.
Judge, wait.
He was
Mark Hackle's father was he the county?
He was the same thing. Wasn't he the county executive?
Yeah, he was county executive.
Or was he the sheriff?
Right. He might have been the sheriff. He was a sheriff.
And he was at a sheriff's convention up at Mount Pleasant, Soaring Eagle, right? Wasn't it up at Soaring Eagle?
Yeah, it was at Soaring Eagle. You're right.
And he had a little foray with a woman.
Who alleged that she did not want the foray to go as far as it went.
Which was just the tip.
Yeah,
I'm not joking that was part of it.
The tip of his penis entered her, and she did not want even the tip.
That was the end of his career.
Yeah, he went to prison. He was convicted of rape, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at his...
Or was it sexual assault, like, is it rape? Is he still in prison?
This is a picture
of the
registry.
I don't remember if he's alive. His name doesn't come up a lot.
This is from 2003, so that's a long time ago.
Here's another comment under... Fouts' Facebook page. Okay, Jimmy, I heard more news today. I hope you didn't say that nasty, nasty shit, you old fart.
Good God. By the way, old man Hackle, what was his father's name? Was it
William?
William Hackle. The insertion of the tip caused him to unload. He did. That was testified to. Apparently there was an ejaculation as a result of the tip. Just
Dad.
Tip entering the unwilling female was enough to generate an ejaculatory event.
Event? I don't know if that could be classified as an event.
I'm not sure either.
Most of the other comments on his Facebook page are just all supportive, or Hackle should be, you know, just mad at Hackle for releasing the tape because it's a diversion from his illegal dumping.
It might be a diversion, but it's still what he said. We shouldn't have to blow anyone's mind.
And when hearing that tape, I still expect, I fully expect someone to go, "Are you serious? What are you talking about?" Like,
I got to look up William Hackle. This is unnerving me. I want to know what his current status is.
One of the pictures,
I think he
shows
has cock out all over East Lansing.
Can we look him up in the prison system? Wouldn't his current picture be in there?
It's not listed.
Not listed?
No. Maybe he's out.
Maybe died. I think he died.
Well, how old's Mark Hackle?
Mark Hackle, I think he's in his 50s. So the old man's got to be 80, I would think, if he's alive.
Bill Hackle? He got out on parole in 2003. He was paroled in 3 years.
Maybe he's just, I guess he's just out there. But, I mean, you never hear about him.
Former Macomb County Sheriff's expected to leave the Charles Engler Reception and Guidance Center in Jackson at 8 a.m. This is from 2003.
He's on the sex offender registry site.
Okay, so he's alive. How old's the Hackle? Hacklemeister.
The Hacklemeister. That's how he got this girl. Hey, I'm the Hacklemeister.
Ready for a hack attack?
Yeah, that was a very controversial case.
Oh,
I mean, a lot of people did not.
We spent a lot of time
her.
On that one.
Yeah, we did. 75 jury, 6 men, 6 women found high powered Macomb County Sheriff William H. Hackle guilty of 2 counts of third degree criminal sexual conduct or date rape. As it's commonly referred to. Yeah, I didn't think it was straight rape.
Just the tip.
She's 25.
It was the tip. 25-year-old employee. What made him think that this 25-year-old wanted his
tip?
Ancient ass. The tip of his ancient penis.
He's probably, you know, he's at the casino feeling good and big and important.
25-year-old employee of the Michigan Sheriff's Association just met Mr. Hackle for the first time. Suggested they have lunch via room service in her hotel room, where she suggested they kick back and relax. Once there, as the story goes, the unnamed woman placed her head on his chest and remarked about the excessive rate of his heartbeat, prompting, well, I
what?
Guess his heartbeat was going pretty fast. It was just the your tip entering. How's that?
What come on line is that?
It's a little, well.
I'm having a heart attack is what it means. He was 58 at the time. Right?
Prompting a kissing and petting session. So there was a petting session.
Petting.
I know. I hate that word. God, I hate that word.
Petty, heavy
petting. Who pets? No one pets anything. There's either heavy friction or there's nothing.
Heavy petting.
No petting. According to testimony, the sex was purely consensual. According to his testimony, according to her, she said no.
Just look at the definition of heavy petting.
I only associate that word with like a cat and a dog.
Yeah, well, now associate it with Todd Corser. Erotic contact between two people involving a stimulation of the genitals, but stopping short of intercourse. Gross.
Mm. Why am I looking for this event?
I know. Let's get back.
Why can I not stop looking for this?
I don't know. Let's get back to
I know I'm
Jim
right.
Fouts is.
Testified as the sheriff laid her down on the bed and began to undress her. She decided not to resist him out of fear. She was turning him on even more. Oh, by resisting him, she would turn him on even more? Less than an hour and 15 minutes later, the video shows Sheriff Hackle calmly leaving her room. He then dined with his wife. Oh, that's nice. And then, checked out several hours later. God. None of the video footage of the sheriff arriving at the hotel room or leaving showed any sign of force or fear of wrongdoing on his part. There were several unusual elements of testimony brought to light during the trial. One slice of testimony revealed the woman had said after the attack she was repulsed by the smell of Hackle and his cologne on her hands.
Oh, gross. I'm repulsed by it and I've never smelt it.
Hackle and his wife testified he had not worn cologne in 5 years due to an asthmatic condition.
Oh.
It's just his natural dust.
Gross.
Also, the woman's former boyfriend testified she promised to buy him a snowmobile or other items if she got $1 million from suing the sheriff, as she expected she would do. Well, what was the mission? Was it a mission to make a man pay for a disappointing sexual experience?
Come on. Like she'd want to talk about, like a 25-year-old would want to talk about betting a 58-year-old.
It was an admission of hate. Hate for a man of position and power who valued the woman no further than reaping the benefits of her willingness to provide him with her bodily pleasures.
No.
It was as if the unnamed woman expected a more romantic interlude, one that played on her feminine needs of love, romance, partnership.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I'm just about to look that
up. That's childish.
Thanks for the tip.
You want to hear the Urban Dictionary definition of heavy petting?
I guess.
Foreplay ranging from breast massage to masturbating one's partner, yet no coital contact.
I still maintain there's friction involved.
So then I was
looking, petting, it's friction.
Then I was looking down below, and Urban Dictionary has trending now, and trending now is dog in a bathtub, which I think a lot of people know what that is. But then there's something, there were a bunch on here that I kind of knew what they were. And then there's a word I've never heard before, which is figging.
Huh?
Figging. Do you want to know the definition?
Why did the internet have to come about and teach me these frightening things? What is figging? I know definition. I don't want to know this.
Just let me know when you want me to stop. A peeled ginger root shaped like a slender butt plug inserted into the anus without lubrication of any kind. The ginger... So add that
How
to your
commonplace phone. Is this?
Not, I'm sure it's
that
not.
Goes on for another like two.
I know. I don't even want to
paragraphs.
Read it anymore. Apparently, it comes from the 18th century.
Can you find it on your virtual reality?
No, I'm not going to look that up on my virtual.
That's
reality.
I'm disgusted.
I can't find anything about the tip in this thing. Pissing me off.
This is just more hackle diversion from Jim Fouts.
Thanks for the tip.
What if Jim Fouts comes out and goes, "Hey, you guys remember Hackle's dad? You think I'm bad? Remember Hackle's dad? Guy couldn't hold it. Just a tip and it was done." I'll tell you this much. I can go more than just a tip.
Oh, here's another.
He's weird looking, too.
Here's another editorial.
Thanks for the tip.
Let's see. Rape or disappointing sex? This person's suggesting that she was disappointed.
It's rape.
That the tip was all. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. So they're saying that they had a sexual encounter, but because he put his tip in and had his event, as you called it,
yes,
that she was so embarrassed by that, she decided to bring him up on charges.
She pulled barrettes and bobby pins out of her hair in the process of letting her hair down.
That does not consent.
To most reasonable people, this behavior represents a sexual invitation or at least an attempt to get very comfortable with the man whose company she coveted. At the least, one can be led to believe that his behavior is hardly a response to an act of coercion. The woman said she did not want nor intend to have sex with William Hackle, who testified as the sheriff laid her down on the bed and began to undress her. She decided not to resist him out of fear she was turning him on even more. Less than an hour and 15 minutes later, video shows Hackle calmly leaving the room, then dying with his wife. It's so lovely.
Oh, boy.
It's no huge thing. It's just sex.
One slice of testimony revealed the woman had said, the smell of cologne. Let's see. Was it a mission to make a man pay for disappointing sexual experience?
This
represented nothing more than lust on his part. This is
just out of curiosity.
Karen DeCoster.
Wow.
Am I reading the same fucking thing I was reading a minute ago?
You know, this reminds me of, I know you saw the documentary too, the Lawrence Phillips documentary.
Yes.
I guess maybe because this was in the year 2000, and Phillips, I mean, we've evolved a lot in 16 years based on
somewhat
on domestic violence or sexual violence or whatever. What'd you think of that documentary overall? The, what's it called? Running for His Life, the Lawrence Phillips story.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Okay,
I have to
good.
Say.
I was too.
It was on Showtime, and Lawrence Phillips, how many women did he beat the shit out of?
Oh, at least four.
Well, it started in college after the Michigan State game. His ex-girlfriend was with Scott Frost, who would be the future quarterback of Nebraska.
Led him to a half-national championship, as people want to remind Michigan fans all the time.
And some stupid teammate decides to call Lawrence Phillips. Hey, your old girlfriend's with Scott Frost's apartment. It's just him and her. So he knocks on the door. They don't let him in. He climbs up the balcony, and next thing you know, he's in the apartment. And he throws Scott Frost up against the wall, and the next thing you know, he's dragging his ex-girlfriend out of the apartment and down three flights of stairs by her hair.
And then punches the mailbox.
And bangs her head against the door a number of times. And that got him suspended for six games.
And they have recent interviews with Tom Osborne, and that was kind of the sickening part, wasn't it?
Yeah, the fact that he took a lot of shit for it because... A guy that does that, you want that guy in your football team? Really?
Yeah.
And he did.
I got really bummed because they kept making excuses for the way he grew up. Because he grew up with no male figure and he was beaten. And there's an alleged incident where one of his mother's boyfriends urinated on him. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of people that have had really shitty childhoods and they don't become monsters. They don't become murderers. I mean, because Lawrence Phillips murdered somebody, ran over kids with his car.
No, he's despicable.
I just felt like that documentary kept making one excuse after the other. Now, there is one part where I kind of laughed in amazement. Do you care to guess what part that was?
Wait a second. The pickup football game he got involved in?
And not Dick Vermeil crying either over Lawrence Phillips. Because we know how much Dick Vermeil likes to cry.
Oh, yeah.
So Lawrence Phillips gets booted off the Rams for basically partying too much, showing up to a game drunk.
Yeah, he collapsed during pregame exercises.
He goes to Miami in the last 2 weeks under Jimmy Johnson and then ends up in NFL Europe, comes back, bounces around.
49ers?
Yep. We went to the CFL. But the part I laughed at, after all that, he ends up back in L.A., totally broke, had, what, like one bag of his clothes, no home, no nothing.
Where does fucking money go? He got millions when he was a sixth round. He's a sixth pick of the draft.
No bonus, though, remember? No signing bonus.
Oh, that's right.
Because he was a risk.
That's right.
So, you know, getting cut there, they weren't guaranteed then. But anyways, he's in L.A. He has the clothes on his back and like one bag, yet he still manages to find time to go to a titty bar and meet a girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's living in his car with just a bag.
Wouldn't you agree, though, he should have had some money at that point? He played in the NFL for almost three seasons.
What did he play?
He blew
well,
a lot
yeah,
of money on. He didn't have a house.
No, I don't know.
Well, titty bars, probably.
I don't know why. I laughed when they said that. It's like, oh, of course he has time to go to a titty bar.
So this dumb fuck
beats
the shit out of that girl at his teammate's apartment. He's suspended for six games, and Tom Osborne actually has the audacity to say he regrets that he didn't do more for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he could possibly regret. People were outraged he left him back on the team, and he played in the bowl game, and he scored three touchdowns,
I think.
He was
phenomenal
in
that bowl game. That's really what it is. He's a good football player, period.
And I know he had a horrific childhood.
That's not an excuse for that behavior, though.
It accounts for some dysfunction, certainly, but shouldn't you also... I mean, isn't the fact that this guy is a natural-born superstar athlete, shouldn't that maybe mitigate some of that? That's what I don't get. You've got this fabulous opportunity. You've got this God-given talent that can really obliterate a lot of the problems that you have in life. And they did for him. He still was the sixth guy picked in the draft in spite of what he did.
Yeah, and he's his own worst enemy. He's just a nut. He's, you know, mentally ill, probably.
So after being drunk on the field during pregame, getting cut by the team that drafted him, who really, you know, gave him chances, multiple chances, and getting knocked around the league and playing in the CFL and the World Football League and whatever, he meets this girl at the titty bar, beats the living shit out of her. Mm-hmm. Then he sweet talks her a couple weeks later. This chick was a cuckoo bird.
Remember that story she told where he would beat her up and then want to cuddle with her?
Yeah. I know. Absolutely nuts.
Sick, man.
But he talks her 2 weeks later. Was it 2 weeks later? It was very shortly after that. He calls her, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I miss you so much. And she declares that she's never been closer to anybody than to Lawrence Phillips, who had just beaten the living shit out of her. So she said, oh, I know. Well, yeah, I want to see you too. Oh, okay, so they get back together. Well, they get together that night, and he beats the living shit out of her again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cops come. He gets away. He steals her car, drives down to, was it Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And sees some kids playing a pickup football game and decides, oh, I'm Lawrence Phillips. I'm a great football player. I think I'll show these kids what a superstar I am.
Which is kind of, you know, we used to talk about that. Can you imagine going and playing with some...
It would be fun.
You know, 12-year-olds and dominating.
Just dominate.
Imagine if you're Lawrence Phillips. You'd really dominate.
So after the game, he had taken his shoes off, and he said somebody stole some money out of his shoes. So he's going ape shit, you know, threatening these kids. Who's got my money? Who's got my money? Gets in her car, the stolen car, and runs down one of these kids and tries to run down some more of them. I think was just one of them injured?
I think so, yeah.
So, of course, this guy's going to jail and does for, I think, a 15-year sentence, was it, or 20 years? Because he had beaten the chick up twice brutally. And he had the charge of trying to, you know, endangering this kid's life, et cetera, et cetera. And what does he do in prison? He basically lives to talk to his former Nebraska teammates and friends. And
high school coach. or high school vice principal.
Writes letters to people constantly, talking about football. And
gets a roommate.
Gets a roommate.
A cellmate.
Had previously not had a cellmate. And what does he do to his roommate? He kills him. He fucking kills him. Kills him.
And then claims self-defense.
Yeah.
When nothing in the room was...
likely.
Nothing in the room was out of place.
Very likely. And then he kills himself. He hangs himself. And all these people from the NFL that said, oh, I wish I had given him one more chance. Or, oh, if I only had done this. Or only... you got to be kidding me.
Well, Tom Osborne was the worst.
Nobody got more chances than this guy. It was a disaster.
God-given talent he's threw out the window.
And, you know, he after he beat the shit out of that girl at the University of Nebraska, the night after they beat Michigan State 50-10, and Nick Saban, by the way.
Saban's worst loss.
They took him.
Wasn't Saban in the documentary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was.
that was really, now that I think about it, it was really weird that he was in that documentary.
It was very strange.
Because it was just for him to go, Tom Osborne said to me, we got a really good team this year. And I was like, whew, because I thought we were going to lose every game with that team.
Yeah, didn't he say you got some nice players too or something like that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a chance for Nick to stroke himself or to pet himself.
Heavy.
He didn't quite blow himself. I'd say he petted himself.
He looks younger now than he did then, to tell you the truth.
He does.
I'm not joking. He had gray hair.
He's got so much money for cosmetic surgeons. Anyway.
Saban.
Anyway, that event alone was so freaky and so frightening to people who witnessed it or heard about it or whatever that they sent him for a full evaluation to find out, you know, is he a sociopath? Is he got some kind of psychosis? What is wrong with him? And they actually said that there was nothing wrong with him. Who did that examination? I'd like to know.
Probably somebody at the University of Nebraska.
Well, they suggested that they sent him out of town, didn't they? I thought they said they sent him to another state, like they sent him to Kansas or somewhere for an evaluation. I really think it was done out of town. But, I mean, still, it could have been someone friendly to the university. That whoever did that examination should certainly lose their fucking job.
Now, I can't remember who it was, but somebody in the documentary was talking about, well, you know, this was 95? Yeah, 95.
95 when he beat the girl up, the first girl.
And things are different now and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Things aren't that different. I mean, you know about the Joe Mixon story, right? The Oklahoma running back?
Yep.
That video that just came out. And
woo!
You know, we know Bob Stoops, we know Oklahoma saw that video, saw Joe Mixon, the five-star running back, incoming freshman, break a girl's face.
Yep, takes a swing at her. Why did she shove him? I wasn't really sure what the
you know what
was.
They've also released his interview with the cops, and he basically said he hit her because she hit him first, and it felt like he was hit by a man. Felt like a dude hit me is his comment.
How ridiculous. How absolutely embarrassing. How could he even say that?
It's an hour-long video. The girl, she dropped her purse and she came in my face, pushed me, and then my glasses came off. And then, like, I had, like, jumped at her, like, watch out. And then she came in my face. I put my head down and she swung on me. After that, I was just so shocked because she hit me so hard. It felt like a dude hit me. And after that, like, my face went boom. My reaction was just right there. That's why he punched her.
Oh, please.
Broke, you know, her jawbone.
Sucker punched her. Yeah. He threw a fake punch, and she sort of ducked, and when her head came back up, whammo!
She slapped him with an open hand.
Yeah, she slapped him.
That's why that roundhouse.
And, you know, I got to be honest, I thought she was bullshit. I mean, why women think they can just go up and hit a man because he can't hit him back, which you really can't. And I don't know, why did she do that? He didn't. He didn't look like he did anything.
Well, I guess there was an argument outside. He said that she blew smoke in his face. But you know, she goes into that restaurant when you. By the way, that restaurant sounds delicious. It sounds like they have great sandwiches. Serious issue, shallow thought. I was actually looking at their menu online. I'm not joking. I think it's called
really?
Pickles. Or
did you
something.
Look at their reviews?
Oh, I didn't know.
I get some one stars.
But she goes in there with her friend, and he's the one that followed her in there, so he's escalating it, right?
What, I'm looking at the girl, by the way,
yeah.
That he hit. Because, yeah. You know, in that video, you can tell it's a cute girl with long blonde hair. Uh-huh. She's beautiful, uh-huh. Man. God, is she pretty.
She is suing him civilly, by the way. So he continues in the interview. I mean, even though she pushed me, I didn't think she was going to hit me, Mixon said, repeating what he said earlier in the interview. I was so shocked because she hit me so hard. Okay, that's the dude hit me. I guess she got scared. She went up inside. She went to talk to the person. I came with Smith. I guess she knew him or whatever. That's the other running back, David Smith.
Well, for some reason, he managed to not hit her.
So she went inside. She was talking about how we were trying to jump her. That's when Molitor's friend went inside, and I fouled the dude. That's when I interrupted her, and I was talking to Sooner Dave, talking about how nobody was trying to jump her. We had no problem with her. She was just being disrespectful, you know, smoking in my face and acting crazy. Then why are you going in there? Then he goes, the gay dude, he called me something. He was like, N-word. So then I was like, you got me messed up. And I was, and then I called him a fag.
Oh, boy.
So the point, though, is he breaks this girl's face.
Yeah, busted her. Didn't she have a broken orbital bone or yep. something, or cheekbone?
Yep. And yet he still got to play for the Sooners.
Did he miss a game even?
Well, this year he rushed for 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, 7 yards a carry.
But that video had not been seen by anyone.
No,
outside
but he's done.
Of,
he's graduated now.
Yeah. But people who draft him are going to look at that video. And they're going to have to explain to their fans why they want to select a guy who punches women in the face and busts their cheekbones up.
You ready to laugh at something stupid?
And has no regrets whatsoever. I got
no,
this,
he has zero, I, yeah. Drew. I mean, I guess he's trying to claim that he's innocent because he's being sued civilly, right?
Yeah, but, you know, he seems to me he could have shown a ton more regret. I didn't even get the feeling he was embarrassed by it.
No.
It's like, hey, she hit me, I hit her.
Yep, she hit me pretty hard, so I hit her back, even though he's the one that followed her in there. So Bob Stoops today says that if Mixon had punched her today, like meaning 2016,
right,
he would have no choice but to kick him off the team.
Oh, so in 2014, things were so different
what
2 years ago.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
It's because he's a good football player. Ugh.
It's really, it's just pathetic. It's just.
Where's the hero Richard Marks say? When you need him?
Yeah.
It'd be great if Richard Marks just popped up in every story now.
What if you put some dick marks on his face?
is that what Richard Marks yelled marks to that guy? He's like, you're ready for some dick marks.
You want some dick marks on your face?
And that stopped everybody in their tracks going, what?
And I mean me punching you, not putting my dick in your face.
Oh, okay.
Dick marks.
All I ever think of, though, is that time that guy wrote that review about him, Ed
oh,
McClellan.
I know, and he got so mad.
He wanted to fight
oh,
him.
Is he thin-skinned. Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. That went on and on and on because the guy kept writing back to him and he kept writing back. He is one thin-skinned dude. That guy was in Evanston, Illinois, I think, if I recall. Wasn't he outside Chicago?
I follow him on Twitter. He's the guy that just wrote, I'm sure you saw this story, the book about Midwest accents.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a book out there. He wrote that and he's like, I wrote these really serious books about the Rust Belt and Obama and this is the one that sold the best. A stupid little book about accents.
Funny. Oh, about accents.
Huh? Yeah, Midwest accents and different vernacular.
Well. So, yeah.
Oh, was that real?
Virtual reality.
Nice, Brandon. Congratulations.
Brandon just unloaded?
I've been holding that one in all day at work.
Drew, you pumped? Detroit's getting its first IHOP.
Detroit is?
It's an Applebee's IHOP combo down by the Rensen. You can go down there.
Wow, I just have to report something here. Dick Marks, celebrity net worth, $18
million. Really?
Do you think Daisy Fuentes is worth more or less than Dick Marks?
Well, I know she sold at least 3 calendars. I would think he would be worth more.
And you are incorrect.
Really?
She's worth $75 million, allegedly.
What?
She must have a clothing line or something, right?
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She absolutely did.
I know, the chicks can really surprise you in celebrity net worth.
Wow.
What do you think is more accurate, celebrity net worth or Zillow?
Zillow. I don't even think it's close.
What? Mark? Come on.
Zillow's at least based on public records for the most part.
So celebrity net worth. They dig deep to get those numbers.
I wonder if they just got a guy who's just like, well, he made this much, and then he did
that
thing. Yeah. And then he's just writing it on a notepad. Okay, $85 million.
By the way, you think Richard Marx thinks he's hot?
Yes. Okay. Oh, very, very hot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like he's posing in these pictures that Fuentes took and put on his Twitter. I feel like he's posing.
Yeah, look, I agree. No, totally. Make no mistake about it. Richard Marx loved every minute of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time you heard Dick Marx?
This is, oh, God. Well, the Ed McClellan story when he wanted to fight that guy.
That's the last. Yeah, that was, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was not exactly the most endearing attention.
I also think this guy that needed to be restrained on the plane thinks he's hot, too.
Oh, the guy, the passenger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could. He might. He's wearing a tie, wasn't he? He's wearing a tie.
Yeah,
and he had a white
shirt
on.
Oh, here's a tweet from Dick Marx. TZ and I are home safe and sound. No big hero move at all. No shit, Marx. We saw the video. You didn't do a thing.
Shut up. You're safe and sound. We were so worried. My God. You've been a hero on TV for 2 days. I was so worried that you didn't make it home safe and sound.
Ready? Listen to this contradiction. No big hero move at all. I just did what I hope anybody would do in the same situation, which is nothing.
That's what heroes do.
Yeah, which is...
thanks for the concern.
Keep a complete pussy from hurting any chicks. By the way...
And then he shit all over the crew, by the way, which I do agree with. Because they were pretty bad in handling him.
I don't think anybody knows what the hell to do with these crazy people on planes. All I don't understand is why aren't they banned from flying? One and out! You fuck up a flight, you don't fly anymore. It's a privilege. See ya. You get a tattoo on your forehead. It's an airplane with a circle slash.
Oh, cool.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
If that was a law?
That would be the best.
People were walking around like one out of every, I don't know, 5,000 people had that airplane circle slash. And like, oh my God, what'd you do on the plane, dude? That must have been crazy.
Well, sit down. Listen to this story. That guy or that lady who got dragged out. You know, a couple weeks
she'd
ago.
She'd have the circle slash.
She would totally have the circle slash.
She wanted to present her ticket. She didn't want to look at her bag. She just wanted to waltz through and get on that plane. I couldn't believe she actually got on the plane acting that way.
No idea. No nothing.
Hey, real quickly, I just want to go back to the we were talking about the football thing with Lawrence Phillips and Nixon, the Oklahoma
player. Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention...
Man, these sandwiches from Pickleman's look great.
This...
Good Yelp reviews, too, like really solid reviews for the cafe where Mixon punched the girl.
These two football players, one for LSU, one for Stanford.
McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette,
who are opting not to play in their team's bowl game because they want to get ready for the NFL draft.
Good.
What the fuck?
Good.
Are you kidding? Why should anyone play in one of these games? Anyone could get hurt in these games.
Yep. Don't. Don't play
well,
this.
Let's just can this. Just fucking can it, you know? If it's going to turn into, like, the 16th game of the NFL season for teams that are already, you know, guaranteed their slot in the playoffs, if that's what the bowl games have turned into, then why even have them?
There's 42 bowls. We don't need that many bowls. So get rid of some of them.
What bowl do we need besides the two that determine the championship?
Oh, I still think there's some prestige in playing in the other four of the or the other New Year's Day six. I think those six are pretty prestigious. Citrus
but
is
if
okay.
Guys aren't going to play in it because they don't want to hurt their NFL chances.
This isn't an epidemic. These are two guys who have been injured all year, have carried their team all
They've
year.
They've got 5 weeks to repair.
Yeah, I know.
Both of them could play in those games.
They don't need to play in these games.
But then what's the point of those games?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Kick them out of school?
No, I wouldn't do anything to them. All I'm saying is, what is the point of these bowl games? If we reach the point now where...
Well, you know what the point is, right? ESPN gets money off of it. The athletic directors usually get a bonus.
Yeah, right.
The coaches get a bonus. The players don't get shit for it.
But who's going to bother going to these games if the best players aren't going
to
play?
Nobody goes to these games anyway.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these games sell out. Some of them do.
The big ones do.
Listen to this. Leonard Fournette's Twitter. Only person I owe something to. And he's got a picture
daughter.
Of his little brat.
Why do you want him to play so much? What does he owe LSU?
He's been on the fucking team for 3 years. Those are his teammates. They want to win their game. It's their last, a lot of those guys, it's their last game.
Then he's a shitty teammate. But
he's a shitty teammate.
I have no problem with him. As injured as he's been, as much as he's carried that team.
Well, if he can't pull himself together for a bowl, for one lousy bowl game, I wouldn't fucking draft him. Fuck him.
Well, then don't. And maybe that'll hurt his
drafting
stock.
Him. He's never going to be on my fantasy team ever.
You know what's funny? Someone pointed this out. Bruce Arians was saying the same thing. Like, well, this would give me pause to draft him, blah, blah, blah. Do you know who the Cardinals drafted last year? Robert Kimdiche, the guy who got high and jumped out of a hotel room. So that gave him no pause in drafting him, but a guy who's skipping out
balls.
But a guy that's skipping out on a meaningless bowl game because he's been injured most of the year and he's trying to get healthy.
He's been injured most of the year. He's got 5 weeks to get ready for one game, his last game with his teammates, the people who are supposed to be his friends for life. And that's their final memory of him is, oh, yeah, he didn't want to play in the bowl.
Yeah, he
didn't want to get hurt for the draft.
Such a good teammate. He's stepping aside and let someone else run the ball.
Why should anyone play in the game? What's the point? Why get hurt?
Well, first off,
people can get hurt.
Players want to play. I mean, it just doesn't mean everybody's getting drafted.
If they're real players, they want to play. Pussies.
But not everybody's getting drafted. Not everybody, you know, some people are.
Yeah, but if every significant player who's going to get drafted says that, then
sure.
What's the point of the game?
A lot of players are still showcasing themselves, and more players will even showcase themselves after the bowl games at some of the senior bowls.
There's guys that aren't playing in the senior bowls, too. For the
it happens all the time. There's guys that don't compete in the combine.
I don't. You know, it's just it's such a business now. It's funny. The college football being an amateur sport is so beyond a joke at this point.
You want to fix it? Pay him per game.
Actually, Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, those guys should be paid a lot of money to play for all the people they draw. All the people, you know, because they've talked about we'll set up a little fund and by the time the average player on a college football team graduates, they'll have $15,000 in some sort of a 401k or some sort of an account. I was like, no, that's not right, because the 88th player or whatever, he's not drawing anybody to the game, but you're talking about the starting quarterback or the hot running back or the big receiver. The guy ought to make more than anybody else.
You know,
it ought to be just like
you see these athletic departments.
Everything about it's just like professional football. Everything.
These athletic departments that make a lot of money and these coaches and the athletic directors. Don't forget, the head of bowls, look how much money they rake in.
Fuck them. Who cares about them?
Well, I know, but nobody gives a shit about the players.
No, I know. Leonard Fournette, by the way, is a $10 million insurance policy.
It's a tax-free.
$10 million. So what's he so afraid of?
He wants 15.
Well, I'm sure he'd rather not get injured. There's no point for
hopefully
him
he goes in the fourth round.
I highly doubt it.
Cocksucker.
I highly
we'll
doubt
see.
It. Well, I wonder like how I would feel if Jabril Peppers did this. Well, all right, fine.
Why is Jabril Peppers playing? Why should he play?
He shouldn't if he's going to go pro.
He's going pro.
If. He hasn't said so yet.
He's going pro.
No. There's still a chance.
Yeah, no.
Maurice Hurst. He's going to announce Maurice Hurst going pro with a song.
Now leave your cult for 1 second. Of course he's going pro.
No, Maurice Hurst is coming back, so he's going to talk Peppers into it.
Oh, no.
All right,
he's
probably
going, he's
not.
So going pro. Why is he playing? Why should he play?
He shouldn't.
Why shouldn't he? Why is he playing then?
Because he wants to play. It's
right,
because
he's a baller.
Because it's his choice.
Team man. He's a teammate, and he wants to play with his teammates one more time. Win a game that matters to him and his teammates. Put a nice mark on the end of a season.
Awesome.
That's what it's all about, my man.
You got it.
Don't you think looking back that Fournette might really regret that, though?
Just not really playing in the bowl
game? Selfish as he is, he probably won't. McCaffrey either.
Knock it off.
Oh, come on.
Ugh.
He is. He could play in that game. That's the biggest pussy move. I honestly can't even believe these guys announce it. I would just say, oh, I'm hurt. My leg's still hurt. I don't think I can play. And maybe going for two plays and then limp off the field. I would never announce
it. Oh, so that's better faking it?
Yeah. I would,
faking
that's what
it is
I would
better.
Do. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm such a pussy. The chances of me getting hurt in that game are so huge. I can't play
that
game.
That's a bad teammate. Now they develop this whole game plan around you. And you, my tummy hurts. Take me out, coach.
Well, at least people think you're, at least they go into the game feeling like they got a full complement of teammates.
Well, now he's being honest. It's like, look, this is stupid.
Being
I don't
honest, it's all about me.
I'm
me.
Coming all the time. It's hurting me very badly. My shoulder.
Look, if
it is his shoulder, I think, isn't it? Isn't McCaffrey?
I think it's his ankle.
McCaffrey?
Does he have a bad shoulder?
I'm thinking of Fournette.
Leonard is.
One of them does.
There is another guy sitting out too. I forget. Forget who it is. I can't remember.
Whatever. What team?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
It's the only two I've read about, but
I don't know.
I'm sure it'll become an epidemic before long. There'll be no one in the game. They'll have a roster. They'll have to have walk-on tryouts to put a team together.
Oh, no, the horror.
God, stinks in here.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Well, I guess we should go back to
Do you want to do two parts? Yeah. Or are we?
Okay. We're gonna actually wrap up this program in a minute. What did we want? I guess tomorrow. I guess we can cover the end of 2016 tomorrow. But you know what? I know we didn't do Today in Rock. So we didn't do.
Oh, we're talking
about
that.
Yeah, I was going to get into the terrorists, but you know what? The terrorists can wait.
There's a lot of great video too.
Video. Oh yeah, I know. There's a ton of stuff. I mean, I can't believe we take a few days off, and all of a sudden it's just whammo. And the first couple of days are saying, "Boy, I'm glad we're not on. There's nothing going on." And then, pew, the whole world, starting with Allahu Akbar or whatever. What is this saying?
Allahu Akbar. That shot God the Russian ambassador.
Remember,
yeah. Ali Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Ali Oxen Free.
No, I think that's for it's kick Alu the can Akbar. Or something.
Kick the can. I honestly would love to play a game of kick the can right now.
I love kick the can.
If it wasn't so cold outside.
Well, when it warms up, we'll get a game going.
Let's play kick. Let's get all the neighborhood kids out here in Ferndale and play kick the can.
Can Alu you believe,
Akbar.
I cannot get over that cocksucker just shooting that guy. And thank God he was shot. Of course, it's the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Good move, buddy. Nice.
Now, Russia will respond.
Good for you.
Russia will respond by just indiscriminately blowing up more civilians in Syria.
Maybe.
I'm not saying. I mean, obviously, you don't shoot a person.
Oh, you got the raw video, Brandon?
Yeah.
But the response.
God, I haven't seen the raw video yet. They kept stopping it when he shoots them.
Surprisingly, it's not that graphic. It's, you know.
He's doing the classic.
It's still a terrible video. You're watching the death of somebody. It's awful. However,
we have some audio.
It's not gory. Let me see.
You can plug my.
You fucking pussy! Shooting a guy in the back. Aren't you impressive? Wow, ISIS, you're really something.
Let me see if I can.
This just freaks me out.
Is he ISIS?
Oh, need a little rewind. Nice camera work, Dick.
I know.
Is that your camera, Brandon? Were you there? Jesus.
I don't know. You got to give these cameramen because, you know, sure, he initially drops his camera, but he puts it back up and they take several photos of the guy. They continue to film.
The interview with the AP still photographer was insane. The guy that kept snapping stills.
Oh, you cocksucker.
It's unreal.
Wow.
I did notice something.
One of Putin's buddies.
Something weird too, in the picture where he's standing over the body and he's obviously talking.
Oh, it's Elvis, incredible. Right?
He has the longest index finger I've ever seen on a human being. I don't know why
it
I
sure
noticed
does?
It. It's like an it's like a.
Brandon's
foot.
Obsessed with hand and finger size. Well,
pretty jealous.
I couldn't get over how small your hands were. I mean, I thought you were just joking around, but man, your hands are tiny.
Very Trumpian.
They're like doll hands or something.
No, they're not.
Doll hands?
Just
like,
fine.
Like Kristen Wiig's character on SNL.
Yes, exactly. They are.
Aw.
You guys are bullies, man.
Aw.
How do you get a bowling ball, man? You must be just swimming in those bowling balls.
The holes are like this close. He doesn't drew. He has to pull like
I mean, how can you hold that phone? I don't even know how that phone is staying in your hand.
Look at the size of that dude's finger. That thing is like...
Wow, that is amazing.
It is. It's like half a foot.
Jesus.
I know. Brandon said he got a new phone. He came in. I thought it was an iPad. How big it looked in his hand.
Brandon thinks he's got the biggest penis.
Dick must look huge in your hands.
Oh, that cocksucker. That motherfucker.
Oh, that is a really long. That's Arsenio Hall-esque.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. It's
what is wrong with these people? I just can't. I don't know. It's so weird.
It's a war. There's a war going on over there.
No, it's more than a war. It's much more than a war. It's ISIS.
It's a fucking war, man.
It's radical Islamists. It's Ali Akbar. It's just raw evil.
But this dude wasn't ISIS. This was the rebels.
Let me ask you this. Not that either one is good, but what's worse, that shooting or the bombing of Aleppo that Russia and Syria did?
Well, it's all horrible. Of course it's all horrible. But shooting this fucker in the back, this guy.
No, it's a total puss move.
Shoot him in the back.
But so is just and dropping.
Ali Akbar. His life's over. He's fucking dead. Does this guy have kids?
22 years old. I don't think he had. Did he get? He was.
I don't think he did.
What about all those citizens in Aleppo that had nothing to do with it? What about the? Did you see 60 Minutes on Sunday?
No, I recorded it.
The White Helmet Brigade. These civilians that just volunteer to help dig people out of rubble in Aleppo. It's one of the most amazing stories. And yet, what they do, the Russians in Syria, is they bomb, and then when these guys go in to help, they bomb again. It's called like a double tap. So these guys are getting killed while they're trying to
save
people.
It's like shooting the cops when they arrive at the scene. They shoot somebody and they wait for them. And,
but this battle's been going on for, what, 2-3 years now?
And longer than that. Yeah.
You have Syria. You have three sides. Fucked. You have ISIS, the rebels, and Syria. And how is there still civilians there? How come they?
Because they were trapped.
Left?
I know. They were trapped. They couldn't get out. And where do they have to go? A lot of them have crossed into Jordan where there's refugee camps, and nobody wants to take Syrian refugees.
But can't you be in another part of Syria? I only say that because the main battle is centralized on
Aleppo, their biggest city.
And this cocksucker at Ohio State, by the way, does not exactly help Syrian refugees. Wasn't he a Syrian refugee, that idiot that drove his car?
He wasn't a Syrian refugee.
What was he? What was his status?
Was he a Pakistani refugee? He was a refugee. No,
I don't remember. I thought he was Syrian.
But this whole idea of this intense vetting that Trump wants to do, there already is 8 agencies they have to go through. It takes them forever to get through.
The FBI is the ones that said they could not guarantee full vetting of these people.
Of course
you can.
That's
why it became such a to-do.
But this isn't Europe where they can just walk across the fucking border.
The whole thing.
Why this guy, this is what blows my mind about, well, primarily about radical Islamists, but ISIS, I mean, any of them. Why you want to shoot this fucking guy in the back and you know you're going to die? What is it with people that they don't, they no longer have that thing that says, me, I want to survive. Whatever happens, I want to be here when it's over. That is missing suddenly. There's all these people who just want to, I'll just take out as many people as I can and I'll go to paradise. I'll get 72 virgins or whatever the fuck they think they'll get. This guy that drives his truck in and kills, how many people? 12 people?
Mm-hmm.
In Germany.
You know, it's interesting. He was Tunisian.
Have they arrested? They have not arrested anyone, have
no,
they?
No. They're looking for the guy. I think his name is Anus. What? Yeah. Who names their kid Anus?
I know. That's nice.
Look at this beautiful child. I will name him Anus.
To drive a truck into a group of people, you don't know any of them.
Like
just
Anus
like
Williams.
The guy in the south of France who killed 80
also from
people.
Also from Tunisia. The Charlie Hebdo were Tunisian.
What's the MO on Anus?
What do you mean?
What's his MO?
His parents named him a stupid name, and he can't go through life anymore without being angry at everything.
What is his political affiliation?
He's Tunisian. They're all Tunisian. All the big attacks.
I mean, is he part of some terror group?
Yeah,
obviously.
Remember the attack on the Egyptian resort where they shot all those people up?
Yeah,
he's tied into that group. Now Tunisia has sent the most people to ISIS.
Nice.
And I believe, that's isn't that where the Arab Spring started? When that guy lit himself on fire?
Oh.
Wasn't that in Tunis?
Yeah, I believe it was.
By the way, dumb capital name, Tunis, Tunisia.
You know, I was completely avoiding the news for a couple days, and I woke up on, was it Monday morning? Or was it Sunday night or Monday night?
What?
When the truck driver and who killed the Polish guy and took out the 12 people and the Russian ambassador. Was that Monday night?
It was Monday. It was absolutely Monday.
Yeah. Tuesday morning, I got up and I was like, oh, I don't really want to watch any news. But I put on Good Morning America just for the hell of it. Just like, let me make sure nothing major happened. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my fucking God. Jesus.
Yeah. And they're worried that, you know, someone's going to do that with a truck here. How do you stop a truck?
Well, do you notice New York has
Maximum Overdrive.
New York has, Maximum Overdrive, one of my favorite movies, of course.
Yeah,
I went to the premiere with my buddy.
Your buddy, yeah.
Who was in the bathroom
scene. Shitter scene. He was very good.
He was great. Pat something. Anyway, in New York, a lot of those malls now, those outdoor malls, they've got all kinds of dump trucks and stuff outside.
Yeah, filled with sand.
If you're going to hit something, you're going to hit that first.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, is every outdoor mall got to have, you know, 6 ugly dump trucks blocking?
No, but what are you going to do? Not have them? Not go?
Pat Pat Miller.
There you go. I don't know what the bad things
that happen. You try to stop them as best as you can, but some bad things are going to keep happening.
This is the ISIS playbook now, though. It's much easier to drive a vehicle into a group of innocent people than damn near anything. You'll kill more.
Here's another serious issue, shallow thought. I can't believe when they hijacked that car or that truck and they killed that guy, they left him in the truck. So they were driving with a dead body.
No, I know. I thought the same thing.
Disgusting.
Yeah, and that butthole Anus.
Yes.
He's been...
He's a little man, by the way.
He's been arrested 3 times this year.
Yeah.
Anus has for what?
Terrorist.
He wanted to try to buy a gun at one point, right? And they were like, no, get out of here, Anus.
And, you know, they suspected he was an ISIS supporter, so they continued to arrest him over and over
and
over.
They should have deported
him out.
He was denied asylum there, however...
From Italy, right? Didn't he come from
Italy? I thought he was
Italy?
Denied... asylum in Germany, but he got something called tolerance papers where they allow you to be in there, though you're not allowed to stay.
Merkel is a...
Tolerance papers.
He's a little man, by the way. Anus is 5'8", 165.
Maybe that's why he's got a hard-on.
Well, and his name's Anus.
Yep, got a lot of issues, no doubt. And he's still out there.
Yeah, well...
It's Where quite, is that
quite the
fuck?
Paltry reward, by the way.
What's the reward?
100,000 euros, about $105,000.
In July, he got into a knife fight over drugs. He was charged with GHB.
A knife fight.
GBH?
I thought it was GHB. He had GHB?
He did? Because he's a tiny man.
A little date rapist, too?
It says GBH.
GBH. Huh. I thought it was GHB.
After a knife fight.
Speaking of knife, I wanted to ask you
a knife fight over drugs. Wow, a knife fight over drugs? Jesus.
He was arrested again for having fake Italian documents.
He's just a big dick. In addition to being a murderer.
What an anus. That's probably what his dad said when he was born. He goes, oh, what an anus. That's what we'll call him.
Hey, I think they named him perfectly.
Speaking of stabbing, you saw the story about the Uber driver from Berkeley, by the way. We're sending him
nice
elsewhere.
Haircut, by the way. Serious issue, shallow thought. The shaving one side completely and the other side is very long, and he parts it going
that
the other
look,
way.
That look is here. In right now.
I know, I've seen it.
Thanks
Billy,
to the alt-right.
Billy Gilman has one,
too.
Because he likes to do his hair my way.
Gilman.
I do my hair my way.
My way. My way.
Yeah, Gilman, his hair is real long on top and real short on both sides. This guy's just real short on one side. He parts it the other way, and it's long on that side, too. And I don't know. I don't think it works.
But the story is he was picking up a 49-year-old guy and his wife from a party in Bloomfield Hills.
Yeah, and he went, he hit the windshield like, hey, I'm your man. And he gets in and is like, don't abuse my car.
Disrespect was the word.
Disrespect my car.
Right. First off, it's an inanimate object. Are you really disrespecting it? But
you see
number
what kind
two,
of car it was?
Yes!
Yeah, it was
that
not
was my point!
The kind of car that you have that much fucking respect for, you dick.
2012 Toyota Camry.
Car's 4 years old, dork. It's a Camry.
Don't disrespect my 4-year-old Camry, man, or I'll stab you. Yeah, nice. And so he's so upset that he stabs a human being for disrespecting an automobile? What the fuck?
It was a Honda Civic. It wasn't even a Camry.
Okay.
It wasn't even a Camry.
Okay.
If you want so much respect for your car, dude, why don't you get a Jaguar or a Cadillac?
I know. Nice. How do you disrespect it? Because he tapped on the window?
He hit the windshield like that.
Yeah.
He didn't crack it either.
So now he's going to stab him?
Moron.
And who goes out like, I'm going to go Uber a few people around. Oh, almost forgot my giant knife. I better bring that with me. What?
2.5-inch knife, wasn't it?
Well, still, who's bringing their knife with them when they're going to work?
Well, I don't know. I could see if you're going to be a driver, you don't know who's going to be coming in the back seat. Maybe. I've seen a lot of videos of the passengers being drunk and maybe hitting the Uber drivers upside the head.
Yeah, the guy who worked for Taco Bell did that. Remember he got
Right. So I could see why he would have a knife for his protection, but this wasn't.
Maybe so many people have disrespected his car so much he couldn't take it anymore.
Jeez. You know, it's funny. I remember riding in a cab and.
You disrespect it?
I was, well, he thought I was going to disrespect his cab because I had a bag. I'd been shopping And I think it was at the Sluggers outside of Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And I think I bought a jersey after the game or something. And so I like
I just never pictured you with a bunch of shopping bags.
Yeah, I see him with six bags.
No, it sounds crazy. I just bought a shirt or something, and maybe a Cubs hat, you know. And so I was admiring it in the car. And the guy's like, don't leave the bag there. Like, and I said, I was just looking at my what I had. I'm going to put it back in the bag and take the bag with the things in it when I leave.
Goes,
I'm sorry.
I so would have left the bag after that.
Oh, I
would
have
found a way to leave that bag.
I can't believe this guy's driving a piece of shit cab, by the way. And he's so freaked out that somebody's going to leave a bag in the back seat. Oh, my God. You know, if you left your phone in there, he wouldn't say shit.
No, he'd
bet.
Sell it. He'd pawn it.
Cocksucker.
Ugh.
I mean, I could not believe it.
What other good videos? So this all started from the video of the guy shooting the Russian diplomat. There's also, did you see the guy, the video of the security guard beating it at the Chargers game?
I haven't seen that video yet. Let's wrap up the podcast with that video.
Okay. For those that didn't see it, this guy, he's a security guard, one of the guys that stares into the crowd at the football games, and he just happens, his post is right by the cheerleaders. So someone videotaped him, and they found out who this guy is. And
I was picturing this old guy.
Oh, no, he's young. And when I first heard the story, Jim, my thought was, oh, maybe he's just, like, adjusting it. You know, he's a kid. And
He is.
There's no doubt. I seriously thought he probably came. Watch this. You got me up, Jay?
Yep. Well, let's have a look-see.
You want to look around?
Looking around.
They pan to the cheerleaders who are 5 feet away. Look at them. Let's go to town on that thing.
Oh, God.
I can tell you, that's a good move, though, the way he's doing it.
Who busted him? I was going to say, I mean, it's you could say, I was looking for change. I mean...
They zoom in right on his crotch. He's going to town.
I don't think that cheer gets me off that much.
Dude!
Jesus Christ! Can he videotape the game and go home and do this?
Well, no, he's working. He's on the clock. He's supposed to be security.
Man, is he...
He is petting himself.
That is heavy petting.
Wow, he must be close.
Look at his face. Look how intense he is. Looks like Brandon doing virtual reality. Isn't that gross?
Oh, my God, what a creep.
The police department has opened up a criminal investigation. This is really the inspiration, wasn't it?
I'm gonna jack it where the sun always shines.
He's gonna jack it.
Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind.
Jacking it.
Been planting apple seeds and while the apples grow, I'm gonna go out jacking it in San Diego.
How ironic.
Jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jack.
Spanking it, jacking it, spanking it, smack. I don't need no shirt, no. Gonna take damn pants right off.
He's about to jack it.
On such a bright day, who needs underwear or socks?
Jack it, jack it, ho.
Been around God's country, and there's one thing I know. There's no better place for jacking it than San Diego. Jack it, jack it, jack it, jack. Spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smack. Jack it, jack it, jack it, jack. Jack it, spanking it, spanking it, smack. Come to San Diego. Mission Bay to the warm tortillas of Old Town. And after a day of sightseeing, why not try spanking it one of our charming city streets? San Diego. Take a load off.
Oh,
jacking it, jacking it, jacking it, jacking
it.
Spanking it, spanking it, smacking it, smack. Whacking it, whacking it, whacking it, whacking
it. It syncs right up with the video.
Oh, God.
The cars are passing me by, they honk and say hello.
And I got jacking
on his window. There's a guy shooting video. Video him jacking it. Good Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Oh my
God! Swinging hit!
Some great clickbait right next to this too.
Oh, of what?
It says last photos ever taken before tragedy struck, and there's just the biggest buxom blonde smiling at a game.
What? Something terrible's about to happen to her?
Yeah.
Oh no!
How can I not click on it?
Well, can you see what happens to her?
Well, the first one of these guys. I don't care. What happened to these people. I don't even know.
I've seen that photo that you clicked on. I don't think it has anything to do.
Well, then consider me baited. Oh.
What happened to her? Is she okay?
This one's awful.
He's going through the slideshow trying to find her now.
She better be on here.
She got sucked in.
Oh, there's Travis Alexander. Remember Jody Arias?
Oh, yeah. I get so screwed on clickbait. Whenever they go, you should see what...
I saw the one you told me about the other day. The last picture of this series will make you cry with the two people that took
it. Oh, yeah. What? That was such bullshit.
There's Lennon.
How did that suck?
John Lennon.
There's actually a great account. I think it's just called Stop Clickbait. And what they do is they'll post every single one of these clickbait things that you normally see on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, sweet.
And then they'll just tell you what it is so you don't have to click it.
Thank you.
And it's always like one-word answers.
They always have... I'm trying to think of who was the Partridge Family, the older girl that was in L.A. Law.
Oh, I don't know.
Susan Day. Yeah. Susan Day. It's like this picture of Susan Day from the L.A. Law period. It's like, Susan Day, she's hot. You should see what she looks like now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, she's either 400 pounds or she looks great.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, click, 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 click. And it's like, there's, all the Charlie's Angels and, Farrah Fawcett when she was 60 and, every 80s and 70s star, in their most recent photo. And then the last one, of course, is Susan Day.
I've clicked about 80 pages. I still have not found that chick.
You're just looking for the chick with the big tubes.
Yeah, they did have Bud Dwyer on here. Whoa, this guy's falling out of a plane. 1970, 14-year-old Australian Keith Sapsford inexplicably hit in the wheel well of a Japanese-bound flight out of Sydney. An amateur photographer tested his new camera lens, unintentionally captured the young boy's free fall to his death. Look at that picture.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Holy cow.
I've never seen that photo before. So I guess that clickbait was actually...
Wow. No, I'm glad I clicked on it.
Yeah.
Why'd that person fall out of the plane?
He was a stowaway in the wheel well.
Oh, that guy. The wheel well is not the place to be a stowaway, as we've learned.
But it's worked once.
So that girl got burned up like that?
Yeah, so this is an example of what it does. You'll see something on Facebook and it'll say, man who sets girlfriend on fire gets shocking sentence when he was sentenced to ... And it has the picture that you would normally click on because I want to know what's going on. However, this Stop Clickbait will tell you 11 years. And so that's all you need to know.
Stop Clickbait.
I don't know who this big titty chick was.
Guess how many Republicans believe Trump won the popular vote? The answer, 52%.
And who cares?
Right, but...
Whatever.
Clickbait is bad.
I know. I still get busted by it all the time.
But fake news is the best.
Fake. All right, we'll wrap up. We'll do the today and rock tomorrow. Because we don't have time.
All right, bye.
Got a boogie. And we will catch you on tomorrow's program. As, yes, so much going on, we couldn't resist but do a couple of shows before Christmas. And who knows, we might even pop in next week if something big happens. It's just there was a lot of news to catch up on. Felt that we were remiss not to give you at least something. So, anyway, have a good one, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same line, same place.